A word for you from Matthew chapter 6 verse 26. Look at the birds of the air. They neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they? Here the Lord Jesus is rebuking the sin of anxiety. He spends this last part of the Sermon of the Mount in chapter 6, from verse 25 right to verse 34, he explains why anxiety is a slap in the face of God. It is saying, God, I cannot trust you. I have to do it on my own. My basic needs I have to care for. Look, the intent is not that we are to be careless regarding the basic needs of life and not to take measures that are normal to take. But he is saying, don't be anxious about them. That is his point. When we are anxious about the basic needs of the body, as he says in verse 25, food and drink, or about clothing, what we put on the body, we are really looking down instead of looking up. And that is why the Lord says at the end of verse 25, is not life more than food? You see, the reason why we become anxious is that we look down and we begin to limit our lives to just the basic needs of the day. The Lord is saying, look, your life is much bigger. You are far more value to God than just these basic needs. The Father knows you need them. But are you living a life of anxiety which throttles the life of God in you, paralyzes your spirit so that you can't move in any way spiritually? And so the Lord Jesus uses a very down-to-earth example. He says, well, look at the birds of the air. Look at these little creatures. In another place he says, they're sold two just for a penny. They are of such little worth. And yet, they are not guilty of the sin of anxiety. They neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. So his logic here is simply this. If God is concerned about feeding these little birds that are so worthless even to mankind, then surely mankind, you and me, you listening right now, you are of more value than these little birds. Surely God will care for you. You care about the things of God, the things that matter, your relationship to God, and then God will feed you too.